I was about to say, like, oh, we potted. Jeff came with the voodoo in a bag?
Not that bag.
Okay.
I'd be here. That'd be my wife.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd be.
Jeff, you're my best man.
Hey,
boss.
Hey, actually, I would have already hit you up and be like, Mike, I got a ticket.
Hey, boss, cancel it. You know what
I
mean? Boss, cancel.
I got at least a meal for you, dog.
Send me a passport and just like.
I was like, we got hookers waiting already at the hotel for us.
Fuck a hooker. Let's just start off with porn.
Oh, really?
What? No. See how excited you were? No.
Oh, you're back? You back?
Who said I left?
Oh, you never left?
Maybe I was potting then. Maybe I'm potting now.
Look, got my new wallpaper. Looks live, right? Okay. Can't argue that.
Cannot. Better not.
Then I got some new stickers for the case.
Okay, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, how much you want?
$20.
Okay, well.
Oh, no.
Go.
So,
no, I know how much voodoos are. I got you. I know what to give you.
$279.
I know what I got.
Hey,
you.
I'm giving you a good.
I'm texting. I got the text.
$5 total for the because I'm gonna throw in 100 milli for you.
Oh, I mean, okay.
So $5.
I was doing $5 regardless.
Okay.
So because of that, hey, you know what? Because of that, I'll give you even more.
You got scissors?
God damn it, Jeff.
Can't open these without.
Jeff, those aren't gonna hit till after we're done anyway.
No, these.
Oh, they're hundreds. Oh, you're right. They do hit. Like I said last time.
But do you know why I got these specifically?
No.
So this brand. Are we recording?
Yes. Oh well, the mic is. But you can go ahead and click it if you want. If you want to start that.
So we're not really recording.
No, that is on. This is gonna be on the pod.
Oh, okay.
Unless I decide not
to. So this brand. It's a little single.
Herb.
It's these little two packs.
Sounds good.
I can't. Every time I've taken these.
Check. I sent it just like unlike last time.
Did you get the scissors?
Oh, yeah.
The fuck are we doing? Are we in elementary school?
Those are literally from elementary school.
This is insane.
My name's on them, right? Oh, no. That's when I worked at the school. They gave us a like pack of school supplies.
Yeah, Mike just stealing scissors.
No, they gave us a pack of school supplies. Yeah, sure, I got 300 pencils back there. You want a pencil?
Hey, sure. They gave
I got
you
pens
300
too.
Pencils.
You the just, only thing I stole was that.
You didn't just see. You stole the computer?
It's not a computer.
The screen.
It's not a, I mean, there's
the
a screen
monitor.
On it. Yes. But stealing's vague. It was given to me. I probably should have given it back, but they never asked for it back.
So, I've already taken a two. I took two 20 minutes ago. I'm going to take one more.
One of them is 100?
Yeah. So,
total, that's 200?
200 what? Milligrams. Oh, wow. One, each one is 100.
Okay, before we do this.
This is my third one in 20 minutes. So before we do what? I don't need no prep
you're
talk.
Hell. You're a hell.
Yeah, I'm.
Why are you a fiend when it comes to edibles?
These
hit harder than smoking.
Do you know why?
Why are you a fiend?
Because remember how much remember when I lost the apartment with Matt, I also lost my immediate access every day to thousands of gummy bears. For free almost.
I'm gonna lie to you. To me, they didn't hit for me. But maybe I didn't notice. Maybe I was drinking. I don't know. I don't remember.
I would have to take. Okay, no, it did get to the point though where I would have to drop 5.
Rupees?
Yeah, rupees.
How much were those?
So I got 4 packs. Four packs. Of two.
Bro, that's like Halloween. That's like, imagine getting those at Halloween. Oh, we got some gummies. Might have to turn it up next Halloween, dog.
You can taste it though.
Kids can't. They don't know what that is.
Oh, kids tasted this, Mike. It would spit it out. It has definitely.
I was fat. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, maybe not.
Some kids will get ridiculous.
It has that weed taste for sure.
Is that illegal? Yeah, it's probably illegal to do that.
Yeah, that's why they always tell kids check your parents.
Exactly. So it's actually not your fault. It's the parents' fault for allowing them to eat it. So we're good. We're not doing this. It's just a joke.
No, I know, but it's fucked up for people to just go ahead and throw that in there like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Imagine, because didn't we go trick-or-treating
if you're
high
like
school,
17,
like
18,
year?
If you're 17,
I'm
18,
saying,
and
didn't
you
we go trick-or-treating sophomore
in,
year?
Yeah, we went, I think, yeah, with Dave and everyone walking around. I think that was our last year we all did it.
Well, no, I didn't go with y'all that one time when shit happened, I heard.
What happened?
With Blue and I think you.
Me and Cameron never got into it.
With Shanice, no.
Shanice?
Yeah.
Yet?
Yeah.
What happened?
Never mind, guess you weren't
happened. Yeah, I don't think, no. I don't remember anything ever. All I remember of every Halloween is, what?
I feel it.
Yeah, these hit quick, huh?
Ain't no fucking way.
I took two 20 minutes ago, so imagine what I'm going to feel like off this third one. I'm on 300 millis. That's crazy.
A milli, a milli, a milli. That's going to be the song. Unless you think of something else.
We'll figure it out.
Hey, let it be organic.
No, that's actually perfect.
Okay, well,
perfect. I mean, goddamn. It's also giving a shout out to one of the GOATs, Lil Wayne.
Apparently, the Lakers aren't fucking with him anymore.
Oh, why not?
Because he disrespected Anthony Davis.
You know what I'm pissed about is Jeannie Buss and the Lakers decided to agree to some stupid deal with fucking Logan Paul and Prime. You saw that?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about something else with Jeannie Buss.
Oh.
We'll stay here. We need to get better at finishing a topic.
Divorce is on the way.
We need to get better at finishing a topic. I know it's great sometimes we just bounce back and forth, but I think that's
what holds us back. Jeannie Buss is evil as shit. And LeBron did not seem to mind one bit.
Kawhi's hurt.
Right, I mean...
No, I'm listening. I'm just saying that's actually kind of a big deal that's happened. Like, you know, we always also do that. Live commentate the game that's on at that time.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you do? Hopefully he'll be back. Hopefully, you know, maybe not.
As a Laker fan, you don't want him back.
Right, I was...
As a Warrior fan, it's unfortunate.
Of course. It's going to be the Warriors and Lakers in the play-in.
Jeff, we're not going to be in the play-in.
I said this time.
I literally, because we're 2 days away from my deadline.
And did you go back and re-listen to the bet?
No, I didn't.
All right, before you.
No. I originally was wanting to bet by Steph's birthday, which is in 2 days. They'll be in the playoffs. They're not, but we changed it to them. I believe making it to the second round.
Right. I can't go off of this right here. You look up. I believe. I can't. No.
I mean, it's.
Out. You go.
Did
back.
You listen to it? You can
right,
listen to
that's
it.
That's why
tell
I'm
me.
Telling you.
All right, so no bet.
No bet.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, yo! I love a neutral bet.
Okay,
I love a neutral bet.
I mean, that's all you wanted. That's fine.
Hey, damn! The stress is off my shoulders. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Now, because of that, he's definitely gonna look it up.
Who?
You. Our number one fan.
Oh, I hope he does, and I can't wait to see
well,
the
Well, if it's brought back to my attention and I agree with it, then I'm
going to... Hell no! You can't
It's on
go
record,
back.
Jeff. It's on record.
You cannot
It's on
go
record,
back,
dog.
Bro.
Unless we agree that we don't, like, stand on anything we say on this podcast. Hey, I'm fine with that, too.
Hey, I told
No, let's mutually accept, like, we don't give a fuck about what we say on here. We just pod.
Of course. It's okay, always good. Just...
I'm thinking about changing the name, too.
We're always pod.
Midwits.
Oh, it's... What?
I think Midwits...
What does that mean?
It means we're retarded.
Are you serious, dog? That's what you want us to be?
Okay, you
want
me to look at this? No, it's actual term. No, I think it's...
Hey, and then have like a song with an intro and then have Alex Jones remixed in there going, I'm fucking retarded.
A midwit is someone who is around average intelligence but is so opinionated and full of themselves that they think they're some kind of genius. That's us.
That's funny.
That's us.
Okay, that's a lot of
people. I can be self-deprecating.
It's a lot
I'm
of
fine
people.
With that.
That's a lot of people.
Okay.
That's the internet. That's social media.
We're the internet's podcast.
Damn!
We're the internet's podcast. We're already bigger than Rogan. We're the internet. Fuck Travis County. Fuck Austin. We got the internet. Suck my dick, Rogan.
Damn, you saying we got China? You saying we got New Zealand?
India's already on the top of the pod. I love India. India's one of my favorite countries, minus like the shit they be doing. India's one of my favorite countries,
they
dog.
They are a big part of...
Shout out Akash. I watched the special. I'm Indian.
Dude, Indian people do be keeping me in business with Instacart. I can't lie. Okay. Boy, do they order from Costco.
We love Indians.
They love Costco.
What do you think about Indian women?
Man, I followed an Indian woman Instagram model today.
Okay. That was very random. Okay.
God damn.
Okay. She fire? Okay. I mean, she must be.
She on Mia Khalifa level.
See?
I'm sorry. I guess it's my only basis to go back on sometimes.
Mia Khalifa is not even Indian. That was racist what you just did.
She's Palestinian?
I think she's like from Gaza. Midwits. I'm telling you, dog. Midwits.
Damn, is she
we
fine.
Midwits, dog.
How fine is she?
No, she cool. She all right.
Why do you give her the cool, all right, like, slut term?
Jeff,
like,
we're
she's
not
more.
To be the porn podcast.
She's not.
It's
she's
not
over
podcast.
She over Bob Myers?
No.
All right, then.
Whoa.
Hey, that's my point.
Don't disrespect
That's my
the
point.
Go.
That's my point. It's like, hey, look, we got Kobe Bryant and Ray Allen.
I mean, you could have been like, Kobe Bryant and then the least. LeBron.
Well, some people are retarded and would have thought that that means that Mia Khalifa is better than Violet. See, like, we're not talking about porn, dog. Welcome back to another episode of Politically Incorrect or Midwits, the safe space for socially unacceptable commentary. I think people are actually going to like Midwits. Did you finish what you were talking about a second ago?
Forgot.
I don't know. We're hot right now. This is a Midwit shit, dog. Midwit is a fire ass. I'm telling you.
I'm bait.
Okay. Right on.
Want some Trident?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
All right.
And as we're doing that, I have a, actually, since you didn't respond in the group chat, I think that's a perfect way to stop the, start the podcast. Senior year.
What about it?
Y'all beat Duncanville in the Westlake tournament?
When was it? We won the Westlake tournament.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all beat Duncanville?
That's why Tevin was like, yo, Jeff, you didn't even, whatever he said. I was like, Tevin, I played the, I came back after Christmas break. We played against fucking, what's that team with the W also? In Austin?
Westwood?
We played Westwood, and that was the game.
Oh, that was the game. Yeah, I remember.
I was like,
well, I wasn't there, but yeah.
Man, that bus ride back, I had to get all
your shit.
I had to give all the courage to just be like, wow, I'm really about to quit this shit.
Why did you? Okay. Let's talk, I don't think we actually really talked about it.
We did.
Okay, but not as adults.
I think we'd have. I think we talked about it on the pod one time.
Why you quit? No, this is what I mean. Obviously, you weren't getting the playing time that you felt you should have. I think a lot of people felt that way, but obviously you felt enough of that way to quit. Why not? Even, I mean, it's your senior year, possibly at that time, possibly the last opportunity I have to play organized basketball with my friends or whatever, guys I've been playing with for a long time. Why were you able to say fuck it? Because now, that's the last time you played organized basketball, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I've known you longer, but at that time I only knew you 4 years.
Because the plan was, I always knew that you can go to like a JUCO college or you can get into like a D2 school, and you just had to go. And I knew because of the way I graduated, I was going to have to go to a community college for 2 years, and then I could transfer somewhere. And
that's only because you quit.
Right, and I would have to try out. So that was the whole process. I thought.
Did anybody get hurt senior year?
I don't know.
I don't think so. After you quit? I don't remember.
No. But, like, I was thinking that the whole time while I was on the way back to the school, and I was, like, going to tell them I'm done. Because I was trying to, like, think, like, all right, does this really matter? It's, like, what, two more months of this, of the season? And I'm just going to ride the bench for 2 more months. I'm never going to get in at all.
But even if that was the case, is that it didn't mean anything to finish?
No.
Finish with
It was guys? More disrespectful to me, and also this is the way I thought about it. None of the players on the team really cared enough to ever say anything like, hey, and that's because it's a selfish-ass fucking game.
No, I'm glad you – because Dave said – because they lost the Woodlands, our senior year, whatever, in the playoff. And Dave
so why should Dion, I care? Why should I care? What I didn't give a fuck. I was like, none of these guys. I've rode the bench since like freshman year with the same group of guys. Not once has anyone said.
Well, I'm just saying. I think there's relationships that were built.
There were, and I remained friends.
The relationships
with those
that
people.
Built was the main reason why I didn't quit football in college.
No, like see, to college different. You made it to college level.
So I mean, like, yeah, but the only people that care about that are really nobody, honestly. Nobody cares. It's just like in high school. Oh, you're on varsity. People care. Actually, people care more about varsity than college.
What I'm saying, man, is there's a lot of selfishness in sports. And if you don't think people on the bench in the NBA don't have some kind of thought in their mind, regardless of what people think, that they can get out there and do just as well. They all think that.
But I think there's guys that are content with understanding where they stand and understanding what their role is. I think there's plenty of guys that are content with their role. Some guys that shouldn't be content with their role are content with their role.
Again, you make it to the league, I don't mind riding the bench, making fucking money to ride the bench and watch NBA. I don't. I would look at it like that. And I get to fucking travel, be on private jets and eat great food and stay in like nice hotels and I'm not even having a sweat.
You're talking about my college experience.
I mean, hey. So, I mean, that's different to me. You're also getting, again, you're getting paid nice to literally just travel. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, minus the pay, but I didn't have to pay to travel. I got to see the world in college. It was great.
Right. Just saying, that's how I look at when I was in Visalis. Same thing. Like, I got to travel to all these cool cities.
But you had to drive and you had to pay for, like, gas and shit.
Not really.
I was on an airplane.
I went on like.
I'm not saying you've never been on.
I went on four airplanes.
I'm not. Okay, I went on an airplane every week for 4 years.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I've been on airplanes, Mike. It's every okay, time yeah, I get no, up in the air.
It's like, it's annoying sometimes. Yeah, I'm like, this is 4.5 hours of bullshit. It gets that makes you think about NBA players like, damn, I got to fly here and fly here
It gets old. You're just sitting there and you're like, here we go again.
Exactly. Here we go again.
And I always had like a fear of like, this is it.
Don't do it.
Every time I went up, I went, this is it. This is it.
Well, then Kobe was our Jesus. We don't have to worry about that anymore because he took that cross.
It was a helicopter, Mike. So unless you're getting in a fucking helicopter.
It was an aircraft. It was an aircraft.
No, we're not going to use that.
We're not going to argue semantics over Kobe's death. Can we just move on?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to generalize here.
All right. Well, somebody's going to love this conversation.
What was I saying, though? Oh, yeah. So anyways, no, man, I didn't really care. I was like, fuck this. Also, it was more about like, fuck this coach. This coach doesn't really care about coaching.
Murphy?
Yeah, he also seems to go more for, like, I don't know, man. I just don't feel like I ever got a fair chance, and I never got, like, a really, like, any sort of green light at all.
You definitely didn't, but he
even
didn't.
If I got in, like, I think if the ball somehow got to me, everybody wanted me to make something happen or shoot, but what sucked is, like, there was no, like, I think it would be an accident if I got the ball. And, like, no one, and I could tell everyone else, it became like a rooting thing. Like, even if I got in, like, oh, yeah, shoot it, Jeff, shoot it. Like,
didn't you pull a, like, fucking remember the Titan, or not remember the Coach Carter? Didn't you get in against Westwood and shoot a three, like, when y'all were already up and he got pissed and took you out?
Yeah.
And that's when, like, that's what happened in the game when you quit? Or was that a different game?
No, he took me out, like, I was only in for a minute.
Because I saw you play. I remember Dave took your fucking 2 points.
Oh, that game, yeah.
No, but, that was a game. That was different,
yeah, but the game I quit, I had shot, like, three shot attempts. And then the last one I shot, I guess, I missed, and he didn't like that I took that shot. And then he took me out.
You were already up, though, right?
And it was, we were up by, like, 40. With a minute left in the fourth.
Who he put in for you?
I swear to God,
this
dude,
is important. Who he put in for you? This is important.
I'm not kidding you.
I'm not like
do you really want to know?
I really do. I really, because this is going to change the way, like, this is going to add to the conversation for me.
Deon.
He put Deon in when y'all were up 40?
He put Deon back in.
When y'all were up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that's.
So you can think. So think about how mad I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like,
I want to know what was in Deion's head. We might need to get Deion on the pod.
Deion actually was laughing as he was coming on the court because he was kind of like,
I'm Deion, say no. You're up 40 and you're the star. Why the fuck am I going back in?
Hey, but see, like, because of how I am, I was kind of laughing too because Deion was laughing and we're cool.
Exactly.
And so, like, I was just like, I don't know, man. And then Deion.
I wish it was TJ. And then TJ was on the team, right?
Yeah, he hit varsity junior year, so I only got to play with him for like 2 years. Sophomore year, he played JV while I was a junior.
Yeah, but I'm talking about he was on varsity. Our senior year, he was on varsity, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. TJ was fun to play like, and like just.
I'm sure we talked about it before, but who do you think was better, Deion or TJ?
At the time when I was playing, man.
The best that you ever, like, I mean.
I've already told you this, man. When TJ got, I guess, when he got up to, I guess, freshman year of college, wherever he went, that fool grew, like, 4 inches.
Bro, he grew 4 inches senior year. I remember him when him and Blaine both grew, like, 4 inches during our senior year.
It had to be that. Him and Blaine. No, it wasn't my.
It was our senior year. Him and Blaine both grew.
He was 2 inches taller than me senior year. I'm telling you.
He started the year shorter than you. He ended the year taller.
He got
me
taller
and Dave,
is what I'm was, saying.
They were eye to eye
he
with me and Dave.
He got taller than what I'm saying.
Him and Blaine,
yes.
Him and Blaine, yes. Yeah. At the end of the year, him and Blaine were eye to because we would always pass them going to 6th
when
period.
When you saw him in whatever league he was in, I think he made it to the G League, right?
No, but he was in the summer league.
Okay.
Higher than Deion ever was. Sorry, Deion. It's not about Deion. It's about other people that listen to podcasts. I love you, Deion.
Again, to me, it's all about like the timing. What college were you coming out of? What kind of resources did you have? were, again, the like what year, who were you actually competing with to even get into whatever thing you need to get in to get into the summer league, you know? Like, maybe that year it was just packed full of, like, stupid talent. This is why sometimes, like, there's players that you see, like, in the Spurs dynasty era with, like, you know, Ginobili and stuff. You see some of the players that were on the bench that were in those on those teams, and you're like, maybe those some of those players, like who's that guy who played with Kobe on the shitty Lakers squad he had for a while? Oh. No, the white dude. Don't ever disrespect Shaq.
Fuck Shaq! But to answer your question, what, Jordan Farmar, Sasha Vujacic, Chris Milne, Slava Mivadenko.
It was the big center dude. Luke who was Walton, not good.
Chris Milne.
No. He was bald.
Chris Milne?
No.
What year? Give me a year then.
He was like tatted up too.
Chris Kamen?
Yeah, I think.
Like the later years? The dude that was laying on the... No, that was Mozgov.
Mozgov. No, not Mozgov. It was this like...
DJ Mbenga?
No.
Lamar Odom?
It was like the guy who was always riding the bench. He looked like a bald, like white Russian dude.
If it's not Chris Kamen, I have no idea, and I feel like I know the Lakers teams during that era very well.
Anyways, he was a but.
Slava Mivadenko had hair.
No, whoever it was, sometimes you were like, "Damn, that fool's in the league."
You sure it wasn't Chris Mim? You know who Chris Mim is?
Yes.
I mean, the only other white guy on the team was Luke Walton. You're not talking about this guy.
Nope.
Okay, all right, whatever. All right, well, since we're talking about basketball and shit like that, I have a question for you.
I'll look it up for you since you don't know how to use Google.
Well, you didn't give me a year. I don't know what team to look up.
I'm about to just
if you gave me the year, I would know exactly who we're talking about.
You know
about
to type in Google?
Look. What? Bald guy on the Lakers? What are you talking about?
Bald guy centers Lakers. You type in keywords, dog.
No, that's not how I use Google.
I found him. Damn, I'm too good.
Please tell me.
Now let me type in the name.
How did you find it and not have the name already?
Mike. You need to stop now.
No, I'm not stopping. It's not anybody I've already said.
No.
Okay, please.
Maybe he didn't play center.
See? What the fuck are we doing? Steve Blake?
Nope. Let me see what it says for... to make sure I correct myself on the position.
You don't even know what you're looking at anymore. Yes, we've gone crazy. We've gone rogue now. You're about to tell me, like, space is real.
Height, 7 feet. He played center, so I'm correct.
Hold on. 7 foot, Laker.
You're not going to
Robert Sacre?
Guy, you got it.
Oh, I said Mozgov. When I said Mozgov, I was thinking Sacre. I was thinking Sacre when I said him.
He was trash, but he was in the league because he was just, I guess, maybe a big rebounder in college. Because
he was 7 feet tall.
Right.
Why the hell was Robert Sacre on your fucking... That's how much he was. I was literally thinking of him when I said Mozgov. I'm racist.
I couldn't come with a name. I was like, bald, tall,
Robert
white.
Sacre.
White-looking Russian guy.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't...
I mean, he's brown. I would say Boris Kojo, but do you know who that is?
No.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, it's a black thing.
Moving on.
Would you rather, as a basketball player...
Ooh, I like would you rathers.
Exactly. Would you rather have 70, score 70 points in a loss... Or have 12 points, 15 rebounds, 18 assists in a win.
Are we above 500 for the season?
There's levels to the question. Right now, no. We'll say right now, no and yes. Give me the answers for if you're not and if you are. If it changes. Maybe it does. I guess
we're above 500. Give me a 70 piece.
Okay.
And a loss.
If we're under, then you want the win?
If we're under, give me the win. Give me a nice little stat line for the
okay.
night.
Okay. Now, what if it's game 7 of the NBA Finals?
Give me 70.
Oh, get out. You're done. We're done with this podcast. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. I want you to look at that shirt and say that shit again. You'd rather... No, no, no. You'd rather have 70 points than win game 7 of the finals.
No, I wouldn't.
This dude got 15 rebounds to win a game 7.
Dang, you, I mean, you were so quick. You didn't even let me digest.
No, nah, ain't no digesting. You already fucked up. You disappointed Kobe. No. You disappointed Kobe. What? Kobe,
not.
He didn't mean that. He didn't mean that.
Of course I was joking. Of course Kobe. I want to win the NBA Finals.
Kobe, He didn't mean that.
What is this? As you have.
This shirt's fire. Hey, no.
Hey, as you have Kobe.
You should have came. That shit was fire.
Yeah, I've seen it already. Yeah. As you had Kobe's Laker jersey.
I had one Kobe jersey covered by Laker. Or by Steph.
By Curry. That, I mean, it's getting.
I wanted. You want to know why, Jeff? I wanted Steph to absorb Kobe's energy. I'm like, Steph, I need you to get that. Take his energy. Kobe.
You look retarded
right now.
You look retarded.
This is why we need the camera.
Damn, you look retarded. Right, you do this by yourself.
Every day.
Oh,
every
yeah,
day.
Before
for about
you.
15
before,
minutes. Every day.
15 minutes?
15 fucking minutes, Jeff. Two sets of 15 minutes for 30.
You know what, dude? You're
retarded.
I don't care. It's going to be in 2 years.
I don't care.
You're going to see both these covered up by Curry. I can see it.
If that happens, that's because he got championship number 5 and championship number 6. And if he gets number 6, then I'm sorry, 8 might got to be covered. If Steph gets 6 championships, Kobe, I loved you.
Dang. Breaking news. Donald Trump versus Joe Biden 2 is on. Both candidates have now secured enough delegates to be their party's nominee for the general election.
That's early. That's actually really early for that to be announced.
Crazy. Tuesday, November 5th, America will have the rematch of the century. And honestly, that date can't come fast enough.
Whoa, Jeff. We on MAGA?
Yo.
We MAGA?
You gotta relax.
Jeff, we gotta be MAGA.
This is
the MAGA podcast. We need a lane, a MAGA.
Hey, if you're looking for an Instagram page about with politics, follow
Donald Trump. Oh.
No.
What?
Follow unfiltered
at MAGA.
@politics. It's an Instagram page. And it does seem at some point, it's only because the era we're in right now, this guy really posts, he's not biased, you know, with the politics, why it's called unfiltered politics.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, it does seem like he's voting for Trump, but at the moment also, everybody right now seems like they're in the same boat everyone was in before when Trump was up for re-election, which was, oh, we're just voting for the guy that's not Trump.
I'm actually extremely glad. No, I'm listening to you.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to go somewhere else with this in a second.
And now it's just reversed.
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
oh, we're not voting for the guy that's not Biden.
It is right now. No.
It's
it is
crazy,
right now.
Though.
I think the closer we get to the election, they're going to have enough things and shit allegedly will happen, or Trump's done, or he's accused of more things.
He's been saying this for a while now, and he's almost like he's only five, six months away.
I mean, but Andrew Tate, him, they got arrested again today, him and his brother, on some bullshit.
Oh, really? They got arrested again?
In UK.
For what?
Some 10-year-old shit.
No way.
No, like literally 10 years old, but they, excuse me, they claim to have, it's part of that whole sex trafficking shit.
Okay.
Or human, or like sex trafficking shit.
What are they
shit?
Saying they did?
The same shit that they were already weren't able to find anything for, but it's the same shit. Basically, at any time, I guess they can detain you. I don't know. But, because we're talking about Biden, did you see what Steve, oh no, actually this is another guy, but what Joe Biden did about eating chicken with the, okay, well here.
This is the same dude who was a senator in the 90s pushing the crime bill. You know that crime bill that led to mass incarceration for an inordinate amount of black folks? I want to know who the hell came up with that idea. Because you know Trump and the GOP are going to use that to their advantage, right? And they'll be right to do so. Because ladies and gentlemen, if we're being fair, if we saw Donald Trump sitting down in a black household eating fried chicken with a father and a son, what would we say? What would we say? You know folks out there would be calling it racist. If it's racist for him, why wouldn't it be racist for Biden?
I don't know how black folks did are educated.
He literally, did you see that video?
No.
Yeah, Biden, like a couple of, like last week or 2 weeks ago, literally had like a campaign video of him going out with a black family, and they literally went out to go eat fried chicken.
Yeah, he's
dog.
He's oh yeah, people don't. Dog. A lot of people don't know the research that he did when he was just in the government.
Yeah,
and he passed that bill.
The crime bill, I know.
Yeah, and he has speeches, bro. I watched a 10-minute speech when he was like only 40 or 35 years old, and he was giving a speech in like Congress when he was just like a senator somewhere. And dude, it was straight up like, oh, this dude racist as shit.
And here's the thing. I'm not even going to say Joe Biden's racist because, I mean, I don't think he's racist. I think he's just of his time. And he's older, so, like, that's, I guess, just what they're used to. And he came from, his parents were older, and so that's his generation. That's just what he knows, what he believes. But
yeah, but, like, I think common sense is in everyone's brain. And it's like,
common sense is uncommon.
Yeah, but like, I feel like,
in Florida man anything, you'll see how uncommon sense is.
I don't know, man. It's just like there was a Theo Vaughn that was on this pod, and he was talking to Sebastian, I think it's Maniscalco, is that his last name? He's another comedian. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm not racist, you know.
I'm not racist, but.
I know, Theo goes.
We should name our podcast that. We're not racist, but.
Nah.
Okay.
Theo's like, I'm not racist, you know. I get, you know, if I'm in traffic, I have a flare up.
Oh, yeah, no, we'd be mad racist in traffic. Sexist, misogynistic.
Laughing so hard, dog.
This Mexican bitch, she was actually pretty attractive, but she cut me off today. Oh, my God. Built the fucking wall. I was all over that. I was so fucking furious. Because she was driving. This bitch had the audacity to drive the speed limit. If you're driving the speed limit and everybody else is speeding, you're obviously doing some illegal shit. This is Texas. If it's 35, we all acknowledge that it's really 45, 50.
Look, it's right here. Let's see if it'll play.
You might have the headphones, man.
No, I appreciate it. And thanks, brother. We're not racist, or I'm not trying to be. You know, I have some flare-ups in traffic, but overall, I'm good.
We got it.
No, I appreciate it. And thanks, brother. We're not racist.
We got it. After flare-ups.
He started it off, thanks, brother. We're not racist, but, you know, I mean, we're not trying to be. In traffic, I'll have some flare-ups.
Same.
And you're like, whoa. Same,
bro. See, I almost went to Round Rock Donuts today, but that literally the Mexican
went?
Lady. No, I would have, but the Mexican lady that I was telling you about, she fucked up everything, pissed me off.
Oh, man, you talked about Round Rock Donuts last week. It's time.
I had them last week.
It's time to make a stop.
A pod was almost canceled. I mean, we could have a live pod at 4 a.m. Be the first customers.
Oh, man. When you get
the. Yeah, he needs a deep throat, a cinnamon twist, and I just want 12 glazed.
Bro, I mean. You're not really deep throating anything.
Yeah, what are you doing? What the fuck are we doing?
Especially when it melts in your mouth like that.
Okay.
Like cotton candy.
I'll take
dog.
You to the candy shop. What are you doing? Yo, what the fuck? Okay, anyway, why didn't you.
Hey, man, I can't not finish a classic song, dog. Come on.
Is that going to be the song now for the episode? Or are we still with a Millie?
That should be the song.
Okay, all right. Candy shop.
What a classic, man.
Yeah, they're gonna see me post this and be like, candy shop?
And
what
it was
the
on
fuck?
Need for Speed one time, I was like, yo.
Break every law when that shit comes out. Like, going 180. Alan used to play Need for Speed when he wasn't racing. He was like actually trying to drive the speed limit.
Same.
Like, Alan, what the fuck are you doing?
I was trying to act like I was in the world.
No, but that's because whenever I would have the car out, the cops are always chasing me. He's like, well, it doesn't look, I don't want the cops to chase me. I was like, Alan, that's what the game's for. You're supposed to have the cops chase you.
Yeah. But, I first played Need for Speed when I was like 10 or 11, and it was at Matt's
Underground?
House. Yeah.
Olive.
When I was at Matt's house, Matt was so good at the game. Like, I mean.
Oh, I sucked.
Oh, no.
I had Alan do all the hard shit.
Matt.
I sucked
Matt,
at the game.
Matt kept laughing because we kept racing. We kept playing 1v1 racing.
Mm-hmm.
He kept beating me, and I was like, I'm not quitting, dude. We played for like 3 hours.
You didn't quit that, but you quit basketball.
Yeah, at 19 when I realized I had to make life choices.
Go off. Keep going. No, I'm just saying. Keep going.
Just like there's dudes in the league, man. You sometimes... There's dudes in the... You know there's like ghosts... I call them ghost players.
Isaiah Thomas?
No. Ghost players as in like...
Robert Sacre.
Do you know any players are coming into the league
And then just vanishing out of the league because they just weren't, they didn't make the cut, and you just don't ever hear about them.
It's a lot. Just like football. But yeah,
you just don't hear about them ever.
I got teammates that were in the NFL that aren't anymore, but were like drafted and everything, paid everything.
Well, I mean, hey, to me, you made it if you got paid. You did the work.
Well, in the NBA, you got paid.
Same.
You know, Austin Reeves is making more money than Derrick Henry next season. This is where I wanted to go next, but not particularly this topic, but it just brought me that. Austin Reeves is going to make more money than Derrick Henry next season. Football's insane. Football's retarded.
Speaking of football.
Football's retarded.
If Saquon Barkley can stay healthy.
I was going to talk about it. That was next.
That's a great pickup. So the whole thing is on. I was cool with it. Can he stay healthy?
Well,
is Jalen Hurts going to start the season hurt? No pun intended. Or is he actually going to be healthy? Because in my opinion, I don't think he was ever really.
Well, you know, Jason Kelsey's gone, and he's like one of the best centers of all time. So that could really change
Who's team. Who's filling that position?
Exactly.
Hopefully, they're working on something.
Hopefully. But I will say, Saquon, that is a great pickup for y'all. The only reason why there's like a little cause for pause for me
is
just
because.
And what
did he do to his leg this year? I don't think he did anything bad.
I can't remember. It wasn't anything bad. He just he missed time sporadically, but he wasn't like, it wasn't no type of like season ender type shit. That at least I can remember. But what I will say is.
She's so hot.
Who do you think is the best running back in the NFL right now, in your opinion?
You like that?
Running back.
I think Robinson on the Falcons about to kill it this season.
Okay, well, this season, but right now, who do you think is the best? If it's still him, that's fine. I'm just asking, who do you think is the best running back in the NFL?
I mean,
I would say Christian McCaffrey.
I was going to say McCaffrey, too.
What? We saw how that paid out for them.
White.
Cool. But we saw how that worked out for them.
You know how cool it is to see a white guy in the running back position?
Jeff, you're about to have a white guy be in the first round at corner.
Hey, you're looking
at... This is the peak for whites. You have a white guy is about to be in the first round at corner.
That doesn't... No.
Jeff.
That's cool for...
Corner. Corner.
I get it.
No, you don't get it.
I know what
you don't get it. You don't get it. If you're not if you're not as psyched out about it as I am, you don't get it. And you're white.
No.
You should be tenfold my level.
To me then.
You should be higher than me right now. Please. Because I'm racist.
When I just see this white guy
running
and juking, I'm like, and he looks and he's built like a fucking
brick
house.
You see a white guy fucking shutting the fuck out of Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase and Odell Beckham. That's what you'd be seeing, allegedly. I don't think that's gonna happen at all. But he's projected to go first round.
This dude got a heart tatted on him. What the fuck?
Oh, he's gay. We got him.
Man, yeah, I see all these people's tats, and I'm like 31 now, and I still think like maybe one day I'm gonna get something, but I'm always like, man, I'm 31. If I haven't got a tat now, what's the point? Like,
I understand that thinking.
I
never understood tattoos.
Also, I don't need to get, you know, just because my dad passed, people always think that's a good reason to get a tattoo, you know, something to remember. And I'm always like, do you know how
I need something on my body?
Do you know how permanent to remember? Do you know how permanent deep in my soul and core mind my dad is? Like, I don't need to tat anything on me to remember that or
to
respect.
Add to that, you're literally your dad.
Yeah.
Junior.
I'm already,
you are literally your dad.
I'm already
junior.
Walking.
Exactly.
Earth.
You are I don't need a fucking tattoo. I am him.
Yeah, I think.
And that is his. I'm him.
I think that's just people's. That's just another reason people get tats. And then every time I think of something not of that, I'm like, well, what else besides deeper than that? Why would you get anything? I'm like, it's just like a.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
I think it's more of like an attention grabber. Like, you just want kind of people to look at you. Because if
you want people to look at you, just go to the gym. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck? Like, I'm going to get fucking tatted?
Speaking of the gyms.
Dude. Just improve yourself type shit.
So, I got COVID, 4 weeks, almost a month ago now? And
I have not been back to Cowboy Fit since.
I haven't been to Cowboy Fit once this year. My rate's gone up. I got a letter and my rate's gone up. Yeah.
Sure. What are you doing?
I go to the lake. I run.
Go to the gym. Hit the sauna steam. Get some shots in.
Do they have Xboxes there?
Shots.
Yeah. Do they have Xboxes there?
No.
How do I get shots in? Oh, they have alcohol? There's a bar there?
Go put a video of you dunking or something. Be like,
Chad. Oh, I have that already. No. I don't need to go do that.
Be like, new
no, Chad. No, I have it right now.
Hey.
No, I can start a challenge I've without
seen
it.
You've shown
it. Yeah, I'll post it again.
No.
I don't need to redo it.
Be like, new challenge of the week.
I'm gonna tear my ACL if I try to dunk right now, Jeff.
Oh, dude.
I'm gonna tear my ACL, dog.
Hey, I'd pull my whole back.
I'll do it, though. I'll hang on the rim. Like, hey, if I land, like, call the ambulance. Like, my legs are jello right now. I can't land, dog. Oh, yeah. Call somebody. I'm hanging on for dear life. I'm falling, dog. I'm gonna be Joe Swanson. Get the fucking wheelchair, dog. I can't do nothing.
It's like, your legs are gonna snap.
I'm hanging off somebody. Please. I'm bending the fuck out of the fucking rim. It's fucking breaking. If I just bend myself down, I might not have to go too far. And I can tap my way down slowly and sit down. Oh, Jeff.
That thing's going to snap, dude.
Oh, yeah, it is. I broke a backboard. I'm like Charles Barkley and Shaq. No, Jeff. I gave myself a concussion, and I almost died the other day when I had the TAC soda that I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Jeff.
It's another fall?
Same shit.
Oh, dude, you're there's something wrong.
No, I'm never drinking them again. Well, I actually might get another one just to see if that's really
good. Yeah, Mike, I told you, I used to pour the oil in my orange juice and drink it like that, and I had to pull over. It was so bad.
Jeff,
every
time I take a piss while on that soda,
right,
within 45 seconds, I'm blacked out.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how long I was sitting in the floor. I told you, I thought I was in hell because I got that fucking red light.
Dude, you get violently high when you drink it.
I understand violently high now. That was crazy. That was crazy for me.
Yeah.
But you're excited about, what's his name? Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, he's also probably going to be more amped up, you know?
He's from Pennsylvania, so.
Yeah, I heard. He's probably ready. He's probably amped up. He's ready. He gets to play with Jalen Hurts, who I know is he's got to want. He'll end up like playing with Hurts more than Daniel Jones, dude.
Probably.
So.
I don't think we talked about it last pod, but Texas Excellence, Xavier Worthy, he ran a 4.21.
Listen, Texas be producing some good pros.
It's actually been a while since they produced a single good pro in the NFL.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just telling the truth. It's literally been a while since they produced a single good pro in the NFL.
Colt McCoy? Hey, you know he's still in the league?
That's 09. That's my point.
You know he's still in the league?
He is. He's a backup. He's a great backup quarterback. I would love to have Colt McCoy as my backup quarterback.
Isn't that crazy, though?
I'm being dead ass.
I give Colt McCoy props. This fool has been in the NFL for a long
time. Also, Mike Conley shit.
He is like the Mike Conley of the NFL. And he gets in there when he can get in there. And whenever they need him, he's like, I'm available, ready to go. I'm making money.
Do you remember when he was drafted? Like, what round he was?
I don't know, but props to Colt McCoy, dog.
No, I'm looking over
for him. He's made this shit into like a real business.
He's 37.
He's made this into a business, though.
I will cash app you $5 right now if you know Colt McCoy's first name.
Colton. Colby. Cotton.
The fuck? No, we got him. What are you doing?
My name is Cotton McCoy.
I'll keep letting you try if you want to. I don't think you'll ever get it.
Cody. So
that's fine, huh?
Cobra.
Cleveland. Okay, that's where you
go. Cleveland?
No, I'm looking up his career. You're never going to guess it. Oh, he was the third round pick. Third round, 85th overall.
Does the name start with C?
No.
Then what? Damn.
Exactly. I know.
Adam.
No.
James.
No.
Jamie.
No.
Ryan.
No.
Matt.
No.
Matthew.
No.
David.
No. You're getting warmer. I'll tell you that. You're getting warmer. But no.
Goliath.
No. Starts with a D. The bet's off, but starts with a D.
Duncan.
No.
Dirk.
No.
Duran. Durham.
That would be wild. Duran McCoy, you think he goes by Colt? Duran be fire. Daniel.
Fuck.
Daniel Colt McCoy. I guess Colt's his middle name?
Yeah, Daniel's a pussy name. I guess
it's a... I mean, I guess so. I mean, nah, Daniel's a pussy name only because we know that Colt's an option.
Remember that, Colt's like, God damn, you got a rapper name. Colt.
Exactly, like, yeah, Colt, like, damn, like, I don't like that guy, but, like, he nice. He, like...
He fire.
I didn't like, exactly. Like, obviously, I didn't like Texas, but I'm like, damn, Colt McCoy kind of cool. And he, like, led in completion percentage, wins and everything. I'm like,
if Colt McCoy, I feel like, could just... figure out how to be a little better and get on a team. And
he's on a team. He's a backup for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
No, I mean, duh.
They got the little guy.
What do you think about Xavier Worthy going to the Chiefs?
Listen, I don't want to talk.
Oh, so you don't care about the Texas excellence anymore, huh? Now you don't care about Texas excellence. What type of shit is that? You don't want Xavier Worthy to go play with one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen? You're selfish. You're selfish, and you don't fuck with Texas the way you say you do. He's a traitor. You're a piece of shit. You don't like Texas. We got him. We got him. Jeff hates Texas. Damn, Minnesota took off on these guys. Damn, Ross is going to be pissed. He had the Clippers in his parlay. Damn, Ross is going to be pissed about this.
Oh, he's already pissed. He's smoking.
Yeah, exactly. No, and the only reason why he made this parlay is because he was trying to get his money back because he lost. I'm sorry, Ross. Because he lost. He picked the Wizards to beat the Grizzlies.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm not. He picked the Wizards to beat the Grizzlies.
You make any bets tonight?
I did, and as long as the Celtics and the Niagara win, yeah, my parlay hits.
What are the new segment? Live update on Mike's sports bets.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Celtics won, so shout out to that.
Now, how much money do you have on the line tonight?
I'm not going to tell y'all that, but just know money is on the line. Just know enough for me to be doing this on the pod and looking into it,
right,
and giving
so
a fuck.
What's the amount? Ladies and gentlemen, it does not matter because we know he took an L. This is why. Hold on. Get you, folks, please don't gamble and please save your money and don't do drugs.
Midwits.
Damn, Mike.
Midwits.
Took an L, huh?
Niagara's down one at halftime. Wait, we still got time.
Hold on.
We still got time.
What sport is this?
It's college basketball.
March Madness?
Conference tournaments?
Do you?
Nope. Do you? No.
You have an issue.
Well, here, I will tell you what I know about these teams, Jeff. I'll tell you what I know.
Because all I know you for is, hey, Jeff, is it March Madness tournament?
It's March.
And I always go, no. But we always
March.
Say,
I always say, is it March?
We always say, is it the tourney?
No, I say, is it March?
And you know that's that me. Everyone's making the assumption, so unless you clarify,
sure, but I say March.
We all assume the tourney, Mike.
I care about March. These are conference tournaments. These are tourneys.
They're trash. They don't
Jeff,
mean anything.
Siena is 4-27 on the season.
Who cares?
Niagara is 15-15.
So
I think the team
who'd
that won.
Who you bet on?
Niagara. They're down one to the team that won four games all season. I need them to beat the team that won four games all season.
I hope they lose.
Why? See, why would you do that? Like, I don't wish on your downfall. Like,
I'm
like
not
why would you?
Sports bets on Mike.
But like, even like, I know you care about the Lakers. I'm not wishing for the Lakers to lose most of the time.
I'm about to say, hold up.
Most of the time.
I think you are.
Only when they play the Warriors.
Oh, what's your boy Curry's ankle like?
He'll be back against the Warriors or the Lakers on Saturday. You want to pot on Saturday?
Coming off the
we
bench.
Can pot on Saturday?
Starting.
The fuck you doing?
Coming
starting.
Off the bench.
Starting. Hey, Steph's birthday is on fucking Thursday. Starting. This is his first game in his new age. Man, fuck you talking about. Steph's about to drop 37 on y'all niggas. Fuck you mean. We got him. LeBron's going to sit out because he's scared. He's pussy.
Is he really sitting out?
I hope so.
Damn, already putting down. I mean,
you know LeBron's going to have to sit out like the next game after a regular day off. You know that's what LeBron does.
He does seem like to be like, yeah, I'm going to take this game off.
And I mean, if we just got to worry about Anthony Davis, I mean, yeah, he could give us 50, but he won't.
That voodoo?
Oh, yeah, I've been done. Hell.
That's crazy. You can just down a voodoo like that.
So you heard they're eating people in Haiti?
Whoa. No, we just jumped.
Yeah.
We just jumped from like the pyramids to we're in Antarctica. Like, that's the jump.
There's actually pyramids in Antarctica, so
but that's it's not that big. But that's the jump.
There's, I mean,
no, we went.
That's a great conversation to have there. Why is there a pyramid in Antarctica?
Because there's aliens built them. That's why, Mike. Oh, you know what? Who I listened to today?
Racist.
I listened to Rogan and Ray Kurzweil. You know who that is?
No.
He's this dude who's all like, he's predicted tons of shit to happen. He's like 70, 80 now. But he's predicted so much shit, and it's all came true. And now he's all into, like, he's predicting, like, he predicted AI is going to take over.
That's going to happen.
In 2029.
That would make sense.
He said, and then Joe Rogan asked him, he's like, so, he goes, people don't really grasp the concept of,
that would make a lot of
sense.
He was
like, exponential growth. He was
exactly.
Like,
because people don't understand compound interest, so how could they understand?
So he was like, he goes, exactly, they don't. He goes, the AI's never, it's never going to be, it's never going to be good. He goes, it's going to be, and he goes, it's just going to get better.
Until it's just better than anything we can do.
No, and then it just keeps getting better even on that. It's on an infinity better loop.
Exactly, but like,
and they don't understand that when it just keeps spinning like that, and
there's no human element to that,
and we keep letting it spin like that, it's just like, I only got like 30 minutes in because it's a difficult conference, like 2 hours, but it's, man, just the way they talk about futuristic shit, AI, all the shit that he's predicted, it's crazy, it's wild. Anyways, eating people in Haiti.
Yeah, I know. They got the new president of Haiti. His name is Barbecue. And he eats people.
You're lying.
I'm dead ass.
What? This is a movie, dog. Are you serious?
Yes. Have you really not heard about this?
Hey, but for real, that's like a whole meme about Hollywood. You've seen that? Where they, like, anything tragic that happens, Hollywood's just like, got another script.
Haiti, Barbecue.
Men fighting gang leader Barbecue for power, and he eats people.
Yeah, no, he does. I'm trying to see. I mean, he should just come. Well, I guess they've... Because as of today, the prime minister of Haiti stepped down so that this guy is now officially in charge. He's the Haitian gang leader. Why is Barbecue called Barbecue in Haiti? He claims is the origin of his nickname Barbecue... No, what the fuck?
Is there no police stepping in, dude, to stop this motherfucker?
Well, no. Basically, Haiti has been run over by gangs. So basically, like, you know, do you understand like how they say like Hamas is taking over Palestine? So basically, this guy and his gang has taken over Haiti, and I think it's actually much easier to do that because Haiti's an island.
Oh yeah.
So
that's easy.
Exactly. It's like Lord of the Flies, but like real life.
And if he just gets everyone just to commit and give in and help him out.
And I've seen video. I mean, I really don't want to look.
That's really what I feel like happened. I feel like people just
like they're barbecuing people and eating them.
Yo, that's some devil shit.
Exactly, but that is the world that Haiti is currently in. And what's funny is,
damn, Mike, look at you, dog.
Legend.
That's you, dog.
Wait.
Hey, if you were on the team in high school, I'd be like, let's go, Mike.
12, 18, and 5. That's my bag. 12, 18, and 5.
And then I look over at Dave and go, see, Dave, that's why you're not.
Dion, I got mad picks. I got mad picks, Dion, all day.
Yeah, you would do that.
I would have been Draymond.
Bro, one time at the rec, this dude played football. He came to play, and he like fucking... He tried to play D, and he, like, clotheslined me. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? I was like, this is why I don't like playing with football players. He was like, what, bro?
We got him.
I was like, oh.
You just basically called him the N-word.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that got you triggered, huh?
That's the N-word.
That's how I would talk. I never wanted to get hit in the face, but
But I would talk
like so, I wanted to get hit in the
I
face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I remember I almost got Joseph Amosi to... I got in a fight with him, and I was... I got him... He swung at me
at once. At Pflugerville or at Pflugerville the wreck?
Okay. He swung at me once. And then I think someone came in, and he was like, Jeff, you better... I swear to God, dude, you better stop fucking talking to me, dude. And I was just like, or what? Or what?
We got him. We got him. We got him.
And I was ready to run away immediately.
Mellow minus the swing.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was ready, man. I was ready to dip.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
And then I was going to keep... But then my plan is I don't shut up. So even if I dipped out and I got away real quick, I'd be like, ah, you bitch. And I keep it going, dog.
Did y'all ever fight in basketball? Like at school? Like in the period or practice or anything?
No, I never got there. It was so...
Not you personally, but like there was never any fights?
No, really, dude. Because you know why? From at least my 4 years at Pflugerville, at least with the squad that we had, everyone was so chill. And Murph didn't really have any kind of like... There was no structure in practice. So we always just felt like we were going to chill and just scrimmage. And so, like, it was so loose, and everyone was so good, and we were winning, and everyone that played at Pflugerville, remember, all played for, like, years since, like, 14 at the Pflugerville rec.
Yeah, y'all been playing for a long time.
A long time. So it was like, we got to high school, everyone that made the team, we all relatively knew was going to make the team. Everyone kind of knew already, but we had to try out anyways and do it. And then, next thing you know...
Do you think that was the reason?
And we got along in the locker room. Everyone had some moments, maybe.
Wasn't Ted on varsity, no? Ted wasn't on varsity, was he?
I don't think so, no.
He wasn't there.
I think low-key, everyone was secretly also scared of everybody. Like, everyone was scared of everyone.
Like, scared as in, like, they would take my... position or scared as in like fighting?
Yeah, everyone was, I think,
secretly. Really?
Yeah.
On the basketball team?
I remember freshman year, I was like, hey, do not make Kells mad. Don't, hey, he will whoop your ass. Do not.
You're right. Do not. Don't do that.
I mean, I went to elementary school with Kells, fourth, fifth grade.
That's a wild nickname to have with the whole R. Kelly thing.
Yeah, but he was cool.
No, he's cool.
It was just like, yeah, don't make that fool mad. He will whoop your ass.
I had Kelvin in fucking physics, and I don't... Oh, man, that class was hilarious. That was a great class. I didn't do anything on my own in that class. I copied it. The only thing I did on my own was write my name. I copied Justin Evereddy. Me and Kelvin.
We went to high school when they were still doing the fucking... Remember the machine where they had to put the fucking thing on? The light?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The projector or whatever the fuck. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's how long...
Damn, you're right.
And we went to...
Because now they got the fucking, like Apple shit, projector screens.
Dude, who knows what they have now? What are you talking about?
Well, I was a teacher years ago.
They probably got TVs.
They do.
Right, and they just use that.
Well, yeah.
Dude, we also went to school and they were like, in elementary school, they had a chalkboard.
We did.
Like, you had to clean the chalkboard.
They all dry erase.
Yeah, dude.
Mad markers. Oh, all the markers. And LGBTQ faggot markers everywhere.
And the erasers probably just immediately erase it.
Oh, the absolutely. The shit they have today. I remember a chalkboard eraser was like one of the things in elementary school, like line leader and like door holder or whatever shit. Chalkboard eraser. I was like, oh shit, it's my bag this week, dog. We up here, dog. Let's go. My teacher had a big ass eraser too. Like that shit, you had to double fist that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, bro, let's go.
Keep doing that.
Hey, that was my shit. I kept that board clean my weeks. I was proud of my duties. Proud of that shit.
Yeah, man. Like, that's how long we went to school. Like,
my leader was fire.
And then, like, think about it. In middle school and, like, I would say up till 9th, 10th grade, dude, I wasn't even, like, I think, looking at phones, like, with apps on it yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I was still living in that world at, like, 9th grade. Like, wasn't getting on a phone with an app.
Oh, I wasn't doing that until like probably junior, senior year.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Like how, like, damn, man, life was just so much calmer.
It was. And we're, like I said, we're that generation that saw everything. Bro, the Timberwolves really came back on these niggas. Well, Kawhi's not playing, but still. Minnesota might be like a problem. Like, Carl's not playing, and they're still winning games, even though Anthony Edwards is trash.
I already told you this. I told you they were going to do this.
Trash. Let me see what he's done, what his numbers are tonight, but I'm trash.
Probably stupendous.
I hate him.
Stupendous, right?
Damn, Niagara is losing. Niagara, goddammit, do not fucking ruin the parlay.
Let's hope they ruin that parlay, though.
See, that's just hate. He got 37, 8, and 4, trash.
The Moody Center is,
They turned down the Irwin.
Yeah, look. Picture's right there.
Yeah, no, Dave sent me one earlier.
What are they putting there?
My mom. I believe Seton bought that. I believe Seton's going to be building some shit at the hospital over there. Either Seton or UT, but I'm pretty sure I heard the hospital bought that land or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it says right here. Moody Center is now the home of Texas Longhorns basketball, and eventually two new hospitals will stand where the Frank Irwin Center once stood.
I'm pretty sure it's
Seton. So the Moody Center
is the main. So the Moody is now the Irwin.
Oh. What's the new place called?
The Moody Center. That Schultz is going to be there next month.
Yeah, we're the one that I told you looked like an NBA outside. Yeah.
That's because Texas is going to the SEC. I mean, you can have Coach Calipari in Kentucky walking. We got to go start going to college some basketball games. Once Texas goes SEC, Kentucky in town, hey, we got to go to that.
Hey,
we got to go see Kentucky. Shut the fuck up, Anthony Edwards. Fuck Georgia.
Damn, that's where we graduated too, right?
Irwin, yeah.
We graduated in that show.
Yeah,
damn, so, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, that is crazy. Our graduation site is gone. Damn.
Damn, what's with my life, dude? The room I grew up in got torn down. The place I graduated got torn down.
It's about never going back.
God damn.
Only looking
it,
forward. Yeah, hey, life is not allowing you to look back. You were only allowed to look forward. You don't have the option. Like, hey, I just want to one day, hey, show my kids, hey, this is where I graduated. Oh, no, but it's a hospital. People die here. Like, that's where I graduated. People die here.
Oh, my God, man.
It's the evil world we live in, man. Well.
So sad.
Yeah, it is. Very much so.
Great pod.
It was a great pod. Any final words? Anything else you want to get out there? Anything that's burning a hole in your chest at this time? Get out before this next week? Oh, actually, I do have a question for you. Why you hit up Andres?
I hit him up. We talked today.
What time?
I forget, like 3 o'clock, 4
so,
o'clock.
So, like, way earlier before him coming to the pod.
I've asked him to do the pod. Once.
But why didn't you hit him up after I said, tell him to come to the pod?
Because he was going to make a whole thing about it, and I would have had to pick him up.
Don't y'all literally live, like, across the street?
No.
How close is it?
Like, 4 minutes.
Is he live in the neighborhood on the other side of the street?
He lives in the neighborhood next to...
That's kind of like, there's a neighborhood over there?
Yeah, it's hidden.
Oh, like on the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well,
it lives right there.
It's just kind of far. I mean, like far, but like.
It's not really near you. I'd have to go out.
No, it's in the middle.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
It's in the middle, yeah. Okay. I thought he lived like right next to you type shit or like on the other side of the street. Like, because I lived on Copperhead.
You know what's crazy though? I went to Spank Bang.
All right, this has been another
episode. Hold on. I went to Spank Bang.